Hi, this is Terry Lee Harrison of Team Referral Network Virtual Chapters. I'm coming together with Sarah Gretziner of the Savvy Networker Global to bring you the Own the Bank Virtual Summit. I am very excited to host this podcast today to bring you an opportunity to connect with and meet one of our amazing speakers. I'd love to introduce her now, and then we'll dive in and so you can get to know her and hear from her. I know you're going to love her. Heather Vanacek is the Director of Education for Millennial Wealth Management with the mission of helping everyone become financially literate through online financial education and educational workshops with employee wellness and professional development programs. She's worked with thousands of clients and students, helping them set goals, understand their strengths, and achieve their dreams by focusing on using finances as a resource to get there. Her combination of a financial mind and passion for helping others has helped her achieve her goal to support the game changer in our community so that they can focus on their strengths and make an impact. So, Heather, welcome. Thanks so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Thank you so much for that introduction. It feels like a lot, but I'm so excited to be chatting with you today.
No, I'm very excited to chat with you too. So I wanted to share with our listeners and for those who are ticket holders for the summit, just what Heather is going to be bringing to you and why it's so important that she's part of the concept of Own the Bank and making more money in 2020. I was speaking with her, and in all my entrepreneurial life and working with thousands of people over the years, I've never run into anyone who is going to talk to us about budgeting or even looking at cash flow and the balance of, you know, there's always that I would struggle if I had a really great month. I would be like, oh, I got to hang on to this because I don't know what next month or the month after looks like. And she's someone that can help us with that and change our mindset and have the tools to move forward in that. And oh my gosh, I was literally like, where have you been? So that's why we want her to be part of the summit and why we want to bring this powerful message to you. So Heather, thanks for the great work that you're doing.
Thanks. And I'm so excited to be a part of it. I know finances aren't super sexy. They aren't always like the fun thing that everyone wants to talk about. But I think that you're right on. Like it can be so important and it can impact your business in so many ways. And it's one of those things that, especially as, you know, small business owners or folks that are trying to grow their business, it's something that you don't always have to learn when you're working for a large corporation, and it kind of sneaks up on you and then all of a sudden it's there and you have to know all about it. And if you don't know about it, you're missing out on one of the amazing things that can help you build your business.
It's so true. And, you know, I think about it, Sarah and I were talking, and it's true, because when this all happens too, we either rob from the personal or rob from the business if things aren't going well. Not rob, but you know what I mean? Like, but we're transferring over, and one affects the other. And so while money may not be sexy, having control of it and understanding how to navigate the waters that, as we all know, being an entrepreneur, things aren't steady for us. They are up and down, or sometimes just mediocre. So it's, we have to have control, and we have to have the tools and the right mindset. That's why I am just thrilled to meet you. Want to introduce you to everybody I know and just so that they can have access to these tools as well. So yeah, very excited to hear and learn more from you. So yeah, very.
Yeah. Well, and I love this event, and I love the name, because I feel like, of course, we all want to make lots of money doing what we love, and we all want to build that wealth in this new year and, you know, crush it financially. But the flip side of that is we kind of forget to use it to our advantage, right? We want to take the most out of it that we can. And I love to take this meme to that deeper level and think about how we can own the bank, because, you know, we're going to see some serious business growth and success, but we want to also know the ins and outs of how we can make it work for us. Right.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'd love to start with you today and allow our listeners to get to know you a little better, and just have you share several golden nuggets that you have. And this isn't probably even going to be what you're talking about at the conference, but this will allow them to begin to get to know you better and see really what you're about, gain some tips from you in the moment, and then they can fall in love with you too. How does that sound?
That sounds great. I love, when I was preparing for this podcast and thinking about what we were going to talk about, I was like, ooh, the top three things I say all the time. it's awesome to kind of organize that in my mind, because there definitely are three big ones. The one that I hear all the time is that everyone is always anxious about money. I think it's a cultural thing. We're so worried about it. And I think that all anxiety really is kind of rooted in this idea of the unknown or the uncontrollable or the scarce, right? And I think that, you know, we don't want to talk about it. We're worried that we're not going to have it one day. We're worried about earning it. And it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be like that. I love to practice talking about me and encouraging people to break that boundary down, because if we don't talk about it, we don't know what we're working with, right? And I get it from a really personal level. When I first started thinking about personal finance and entered into my adult life and was like, oh my gosh, this is essential. I need to address this. I was terrified. I didn't want to make a budget before I had one. I was terrified of doing it because I was worried that I was going to stress over it. I was going to like constantly feel like I needed to be saving more. And I'm naturally a saver, but I was like so concerned that I was just going to keep trying to spend less and less until I had saved everything I possibly could. And that wasn't it at all. And when I went through that experience and found that all of a sudden I had control and certainty over this, and it wasn't that I needed to constantly save, it was that I could give myself permission to spend on the things that mattered to me, and I could be thoughtful about what I was spending my money on, it was a total game changer. And that was kind of the point where I was like, oh, okay, we've got to talk about this. We've got to overcome this anxiety. We've got to work through this as a community and as a culture, because we're missing out on something that doesn't need to be scary and that really touches so many aspects of our lives, right? We need to know what our cash inflows and outflows are, and we need to know what we're really spending our money on, and that we do have control over it. What I think is, you know, one of the big struggles for, again, small business owners is if we don't have control over that in our personal lives, when we get into our business, the learning curve is even steeper. So a lot of what I'll talk about is both personal finance, but personal and business finance go hand in hand. And I'm speaking from my own experience too. So that's kind of the big one that I hear a lot. And I say a lot. The second one that I've got for you, is that our financial picture should be one that reflects what matters to us. And we lose track of that a lot of the time. I love that there's this cultural shift toward, you know, coaching and mindfulness and being thoughtful and intentional in all that we do. And it always cracks me up because I feel like the minute we get to finances, it's like, oh, I don't want to think about it. And we just throw that out the window. And it's the exact same concept. One of the first questions I get asked all the time is like, okay, if I'm building a budget, tell me exactly how much I should spend and what I should spend it on and what my category should be. And I'm like, yes, I'm happy to give guidelines.
Yeah. How can you do that? You can't do that, right?
Right. But maybe we need to think about the big picture. I love to think, and Sarah and I have talked about this a lot, that every dollar is an investment, right? So whether you're literally investing it or if you're just buying groceries, it's all kind of a statement about what matters to you. We need a vision, like you need a good business vision, or you set an intention at yoga practice or to start your day. We need the same thing for money. So So speaking from my personal experience, when my husband and I first set up our budget, we found that we were spending a fair bit month to month on just like random Amazon purchases, which I feel like is true for a lot of my clients.
Yeah.
For most of us. They were little things that we felt like we needed, but in reality, they weren't giving us all that much value. That was kind of the call, wake up call for us. Okay, maybe we can think about what we really want to spend our money on that reflects what we value, right? So like good food because we care about our health, or education because we want to grow our minds, or travel so we can build our cultural understanding. And that's kind of what I encourage all my clients and all the people that I talk to do. because like I said, it resolves that overspending issue, but it touches on maybe the deeper root versus just that surface level problem of overspending.
I really like that.
It's a lot, but that's kind of where I like to head. And then the final thing mm-hmm. that I say all the time mm-hmm. is that little changes have a big impact.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny because when we think of, I love the book, The Compound Effect by mm-hmm. Darren Hardy. I don't know if you've had a chance to check that book out, but mm-hmm. he talks about the little things that we do day to day, the habits that we build have such a big impact over our lifetime. And he starts off with a monetary example, but he doesn't really touch on money for the rest of the book. But that's really true for finances, right? And it's funny because it seems really simple, but it makes a huge impact. And I'll give you some examples here. I was looking over the first, so I teach, one of the things that we offer is an online course.
Okay.
And in the first 3 months, we cover budgeting, how to find the right bank that works for you, and how to build an emergency fund.
Yes.
And how much to keep in it, right? Simple things, basic things. But again, it's a financial foundations course. So it's designed to give you that essential thing. And I was kind of running the numbers in my head this morning. And I was like, okay, this is a little math. So I'm sorry for all of you who are like, this is gross, get out of here. But when I ran the numbers, I was kind of surprised. So if you set up a budget and saved $100 a month, you would have $1,200 by the end of the year, right? Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
Yep.
If you went to a bank, and most people typically have their money in a bank that doesn't have any interest or very, very little.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, for example, there's a handful of banks out there that are giving interest at about 2%. So let's say you made that switch. On average, the average American has $42,000 American dollars in the bank. And over the course of a year, that means you'd earn about $850 in interest mm-hmm. just from making that change.
Yeah.
And then if you had an emergency fund, so you had something random come up, I should say if you didn't have an emergency fund and you had to put it on a credit card, which is what most of us do, and it was a $5,000 expense, the average interest rate for a credit card is 19.02%, which is crazy high. And it means you'd end up paying nearly $1,000 in interest over the first year if you had to put that on that credit card. Mm. So those three things alone is like $3,000 in a year. And those are little things that take like, I mean, saving up for emergency fund takes longer, but setting up a budget and changing your bank, it could be as little as 5 minutes. It could be as little as an hour. So, I mean, my math isn't perfect there, but you kind of can get the idea of these little things that we make, the little changes that we make, have a big impact in the long run. And it feels non-consequential. It feels like, why is it even worth calling and trying or going online and trying to move my bank? Well, it can matter. And that's 1 year, right? That's still really short term. We're not even talking long term. And I think when we get into finance, people start to feel really overwhelmed. It's so complicated and we have to think long term. And honestly, it'd be some of us just making a couple of small changes and letting those grow over time. I love to tell everyone that your financial empire is not built in a day. It's built over a lifetime. So let's make the little changes in the short term and watch it happen in the long term. So
that's awesome. And gosh, you know, your tip, I never thought about changing my bank. Wow. Okay. So I am very excited to learn more from you. Definitely. So let's talk a little bit. Thank you for those tips. Those are amazing and help get us really thinking about what we have going on and what changes that we need to make. And it is truly, it's a journey. It takes a lifetime, right? So that's a good reminder too. Where we are today isn't where we will be. So thank you. And while we need to start younger, it's never too late to make big changes, right?
Right. Every investor ever will at some point in their life say the quote, the best time to start investing is yesterday, which means that you can start at any time. And you shouldn't be afraid to, you know, this is an opportunity for you to grow regardless of where you are. So.
Yep. Awesome. That's so awesome. So let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be sharing at the summit. I'd love to hear more. Yeah.
So I'm going to start off in the shorter video talking a little bit about just the high level why. Mm. I love to start with the why of what we do before I get into the nitty gritty, because like I said, I know finance isn't sexy. You got to build up the motivation a little bit. You got to get excited about it. Otherwise, it's hard to stick with it. So I love to start there. And then in my introductory course, I'm going to really get into how to build a budget for yourself and for your business, because like I said, they are separate, but they go hand in hand, and how you build them is a similar process. So that for those of you who are learning that or trying to get your feet on the ground there, you have that as a resource. Mm. And then to build on that, for those of you who are like, I've got my budget, I'm ready to roll, I've been dealing with my finances for a little while, my business is rocking and rolling, I'm going to talk about how to take your cash flow to the next level. I think what people lose track of is, you know, there's some tax and retirement account, there's retirement accounts and all these things that go into your personal cash flow that you have to deal with as a business owner. And my goal here is to kind of help you understand how you can pay yourself, how much you should be paying yourself, how you can kind of use that to build a budget and adjust your budget for your business, and then what to do to kind of, I'm not a tax specialist by any means, that is not my job, but I am going to touch a little bit on how you can help yourself in the long run by choosing to use any extra income that your business has in a way that's going to save you hopefully from paying a little bit of tax and serve you in the long run, whether it's expanding your business or investing in your future you.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we are very excited to hear from you, and whether you think it's sexy or not, it's so vital and so important. And if we don't have these foundational pieces, we will never own the bank. Right. So having you part of the summit is crucial. And I hope that people who are listening to the podcast are getting to know you better and seeing the value that you bring. And I hope that they will totally plug in and listen in and learn from you. So Heather, I can't thank you enough for your time to be part of the podcast and the summit. I look forward to getting to know you better. And like I said, introducing you to lots of people who need to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm so excited to be a part of it. I just can't wait.
Me too. So this is Terry Lee Harrison for Sarah Gretzinger. Just looking forward to having you all be part of the Own the Bank Virtual Summit upcoming on February 19th and 20th. You want to plug in and get your free ticket now, because we already are inviting you in to network with the speakers, network with other attendees, be giving you some valuable information and resources. This is not just about the two-day event. We're going to be learning and getting plugged in this whole next month as we head up into the summit. So we want to invite you to come be part. So at the Own the Bank Virtual Summit, we are the virtual summit that delivers. Thanks, everybody.
Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.